Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Pipelines are power, and with tensions high over Ukraine, Russia is threatening to turn off its spigot of natural gas to Europe. It is used to warm homes and make electricity there. At the same time, the U.S. warns it will try to block the startup of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline from Russia to Germany if Russia invades Ukraine. For more on this, we have Christine Berzinha. She's senior fellow at the German Marshall Fund of the United States. Christine, welcome to Here and Now.
Great to be here.
Now, this Nord Stream 2 pipeline is completed and it's awaiting final approvals. Russia depends a lot on selling natural gas, but Western Europe depends a lot on Russian gas to heat its homes and make electricity. So if this pipeline doesn't start up, who gets hurt?
This pipeline is in some ways an additional piece of infrastructure. There is already one undersea pipeline, Nord Stream 1, that connects Russia and Germany directly. But there are two existing overland pipelines, one crossing Belarus, one crossing Ukraine, that are also bringing gas to Germany. Both of those pipelines have been delivering very little gas, and there's tons of extra capacity on those pipelines from Russia to Germany. Many people have made the argument in Germany who like the pipeline that this additional source of gas, Nord Stream 2, is going to be beneficial in the long term. But when you look at the energy situation in Europe today, Nord Stream 2 seems more as an alternative to overland routes rather than an additional essential need right now. In fact, many have feared that having Nord Stream 2 would make it easier for Russia to cut off Ukraine and its transit and therefore exert more political pressure over the country. That has made Nord Stream 2 especially controversial.
Right. And as you're describing, Russia already supplies a lot of natural gas to Europe. Amid these tensions, Moscow has already cut some flows back on the so-called spot markets. So prices in some places in Europe have gone up 6 times or 7 times. Moscow is threatening to cut off kind of existing gas supplies entirely, depending on what happens in Ukraine. What would the implications be if it were cut off?
Europe is significantly dependent on Russian natural gas. Germany, for example, gets gas directly and indirectly from Russia through these various pipelines. If you take all of them together, it's about two-thirds of German gas coming from Russia or other post-Soviet states, but coming through Russia. That is a big risk in many ways to Germany and to Europe. And Europe has less gas in its underground storage than it typically does. It has typically it's at the levels where it is right now a few weeks later in the winter. They're not entirely empty. They're not as full as we would like. Russia typically sells more gas to Europe, and it hasn't done that in the past year. In many ways, putting Europe in the gas crunch it is right now. But Europe also has other options. Europe has liquefied natural gas import terminals. Europe can have other forms of electricity generation. They can burn coal. They can use nuclear. But in some countries, like Germany, that's super unpopular.
Okay. Now, the U.S. and NATO are trying furiously to work out alternative supplies of natural gas to Europe, perhaps liquefied natural gas shipped over from places like Qatar, huge producer. Would that work? As it were, could those efforts neutralize the Russian kind of natural gas weapon here?
Liquefied natural gas from Qatar or from the United States would absolutely help. But the way I think about it, a pipeline is like a faucet in your kitchen. You turn it on, it's immediate, you don't worry it's going to run out. Liquefied natural gas comes ship by ship. It's like the buckets from your well in your backyard. It's going to work. It's better than not having water. But how long are you really going to put up with needing to have a bucket-by-bucket approach? And that is going to be part of the challenge. Plus, if you look at all the gas that Europe takes from Russia in one day, that is equivalent to half of all of global LNG production in one day. That isn't just freely floating around the world right now. So there will be crunches in Europe or in other global markets should Europe suddenly need so much gas.
Okay, and finally, we've been talking about this threat to Europe here if natural gas is cut off or curtailed. Could this also backfire on Russia? I mean, its economy is really dependent on selling oil and selling natural gas.
It's absolutely in Russia's interest to keep delivering gas. Its economy, its state revenues depend on selling oil and gas abroad. That, under normal circumstances, should be the deciding factor for Russia. But if we look at a wartime scenario, if we look at unprecedented conflict between Europe, the United States, and Russia, it's hard to predict whether the financial interest of the country is going to be the decisive factor.
Christine Berzinger is a senior fellow at the German Marshall Fund of the United States. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you so much.